This programme is part of a series of programmes in sound art. It was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Programming Fund.
Sound is wonderful because sound connects things, and sound accommodates many voices at one time, and they remain intelligible. With sight, we see one object. Very rarely do we actually have transparencies and reflections. Sound, as a medium, allows us to experience environment as connections between living things and cycles and rhythms.
My name is Enda Grennan, I'm 25 and I'm studying the Music Technology MA in Limerick. I'm not originally no, but I've been studying here for the past 5 years. I went to the art college for 4 years and then came here to do the MA. It was very strange actually. People in Limerick, there's kind of a, it's like there's something in the water down here, and they're very there's a lot of kind of poverty and stuff as well, and it was an eye-opener for me really, like especially I don't know, things like seeing horses and traps on the road and stuff like that, like was kind of strange. I've loved it, I have to say. You know, it's really opened a lot of doors for me in terms of electroacoustic music and sound art and whatever, I mean, that I hadn't probably given much thought to before. Definitely, yeah. Now the city is moving onward and upward. I mean, in terms of architecture, there's a lot of really nice building going on, and it's definitely on the up and up, yeah. I'd say you'd probably need to live here for a while before you'd understand it, yeah. It's definitely unwarranted from my point of view anyway. I've encountered very little, very few problems with any people that I've met here over my during my stay here. Tough question, but I suppose sound art to me is just trying to be creative with sound in a kind of in a way that makes people maybe hear things from an angle maybe that they didn't suspect before. Like.
Thank you.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, it has. I mean, you listen more and more kind of differently and more closely to sounds that you maybe would have just thought of as noise beforehand. Now, I suppose, any sound that you hear becomes a possible part of your sonic palette. Well, the piece was called Cathedral Villas Number 3, and it was actually, it's called after an address that I lived at in the centre of Limerick for about a year, and it's kind of the height of the Keen feud and stuff, so there was a lot of police sirens and helicopters and stuff like that, so I tried to include that kind of thing, because those sounds are really interesting. Like, I don't want to have those associations, I mean, of the crime or whatever to go along with them. I'm just using them sounds for art's sake, that's all, like, you know. So, but that's kind of well, I recorded a lot of the sounds myself with basically a laptop and an M-Box and condenser microphone. And what was the other question? Sorry. I recorded most of the sounds at home in my kitchen, actually, and then a lot of the sounds were from effects libraries. No, there's a lot of alterations. There's a lot of effects, particularly delays, used and reversed and whatever, like a lot of production on the sound. Yeah, a thoroughly enjoyable experience. I didn't find it too difficult because we've been doing a lot of this type of work on the course, so not too difficult. No. I suppose I'd like to think that I don't think about the audience at all, but it's impossible not to, really. Like, you're never making this music in a vacuum, you know. It has to be for someone, so I suppose I try to make the music is as interesting as possible for me, and hopefully that'll mean that it's interesting for the people who are listening to it.
Thank you.
We would like to thank everyone who took part in the creation of this programme and to the sound artist who created the piece for this radio production. This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Programming Fund.